This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. 48 hours plus or minus and counting until the referendum over in the UK about whether to stay or whether to get out of the European Union. Economy-wise, it's either going to be another Y2K, nothing to see here, let's all move along, or it will be quite the opposite. For global markets, currencies, stocks, and others, it's the not knowing that's the big deal. Nowhere more so than actually in London, the city of London, the UK's financial center. Theo Leggett is just the man to talk to about this. He's a business correspondent with the BBC. Theo, it's good to speak with you.
Good to speak to you too, Kai.
As one walks the streets of the city, the financial district over in London, what do you hear, first of all? What's the buzz? What's the chatter?
Well, it's all getting very tense because people in the city of London, they would love to know what the result in this very closely fought referendum is going to be, but they're no better informed than anybody else. So the banks in particular, they're putting in place their preparations for what looks like it'll be a very busy night on Thursday.
Are they going to, they'll be actively trading and working, right, as these numbers come in?
Yes, absolutely. The banks are particularly concerned that if there are big moves on sterling, and they think that there will be, they don't get caught out. So, for example, their IT teams will be on full alert so that electronic trades all go smoothly, because they are expecting some drama. I was speaking to one senior foreign exchange strategist earlier on who said that if the UK decides to leave the European Union, we can expect sterling to fall very hard indeed over a short period of time. And obviously, if the UK votes to remain in the European Union, it could just as easily go the other way.
Is it true that some of these banks and hedge funds have commissioned their own private polls, right, because there's no public polling being done?
Well, they're certainly picking up their own private information. What they're getting is less clear. There are no official exit polls being done in this referendum. And I've been speaking to pollsters about this, and they say, well, what they do think people are doing and what various research agencies have told me is happening is that various institutions like hedge funds are coming to them and getting some private information. So telephone polling, that kind of thing. But they can do it until very late in the day. So if you're a hedge fund and you think there are going to be big moves on sterling, you want to know as late in the day if there's a sudden swing or anything like that.
It's worth a mention here, Theo, that when the sun comes up in London Friday morning and the results are more or less clear, while the currency trading and the stocks and all of that will be, volatile, I guess, nothing structural changes that day.
No, the UK will remain a member of the European Union, and for a considerable period of time. The British government has to go to other European countries and say, we want to leave, and that would kick off a two-year negotiating period, during which it would be expected to agree the terms of leaving the European Union. So what its trading relationship with the rest of Europe would be and so on. So no, there would be no overnight change. That said, it would be clear that there would be uncertainties if Britain were to leave the European Union. And that's why we'd see such volatility on the financial markets.
Uncertainty, of course, in economic terms, right? I mean, setting aside the vote, we just don't know what would happen.
Absolutely, yes. The people who want to leave the European Union say there may be bad effects if we leave in some areas, but overall, Britain would be better off outside the European Union. But what we are seeing here is uncertainty, and uncertainty moves markets.
That's my favorite word of late, uncertainty. Theo Leggett from our partner broadcasters, the BBC in London. Thank you, Theo.
Always a pleasure, Kai.